Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. I threw a party for myself. Well, not really a party. That's a bit of an overstatement. I threw a small celebration with my husband, my kids, my mom, but it did involve a glorious ice cream cake. When I scheduled my 100th episode of this podcast a few weeks ago, it aired on February 29th, I thought to myself, Melissa, this is something you should celebrate. Don't let this milestone pass without any recognition. I had a number of big things that happened last year. My book was released in January. I started leading in-person retreats. I started Joy School. And not a whole lot of acknowledging happened. And that was on me. I could have made me a priority. Do you do this? I think we all do. We work hard. We do a big thing or even a medium-sized thing. And then it's done, and we move on. Like we didn't just spend some significant portion of our lives working on it. I mean, be honest, how many ice cream cake celebrations have you thrown for yourself? I have a number of episodes about celebrating wins on this podcast, but this time I wanted to do more than acknowledge the accomplishment with my family. I wanted a party, or I just wanted ice cream cake, which is from Brewster's Creamery. And they put ice cream cones around the edge of the cake with maraschino cherries on top. It's wonderful. I try not to be really heavy-handed in the lessons department with my boys. I think when they feel a lesson coming, their hearing mysteriously shuts down. Selective hearing loss. I hear this phenomenon happens with to-do lists too. But I wanted them to see that I was celebrating the work I put in, not the outcome. It doesn't matter how many people listen to this podcast. And thank you for listening. Or any of the other metrics around my business. It's the creation, the launch, the work, the consistency. I write every day, which is a habit I love. This daily writing habit has allowed me to write a book, write this podcast, write my bi-monthly emails, write Joy School lessons. It's part of the fabric of my life. I write on vacation, I write on the weekend, even if I only have 15 minutes. I'm digressing. The point being that it's the consistent effort that I'm celebrating. So I know you're waiting with bated breath to hear about the party apart from the ice cream cake. Well, my day began with some yoga with Ben, which is the best. After Shavasana, when you roll to one side and pause before you get up, I rolled to face Ben and we're smiling at each other. And it was such a lovely moment until he urgently whispered that I should move my right hand as I was touching his sock. I love teenagers. Then I came home and I talked to my mother-in-law, Karen, who's also my email editor, about an upcoming email. That was great. She's the best. I puttered around, did some odd jobs, which I also love. I hate rushing, so giving myself time to get a few things done is actually a gift. And then the action started. All six of us, my mom included, went on the American Treasure Tour. I highly recommend it if you live anywhere near Pennsylvania. It's the largest pop culture Americana museum in the world. You hop on a trolley that takes you around the former B.F. Goodrich tire factory, and they have a number of rare Wurlitzer organs. Anyway, we were awed. We laughed a lot. It was perfect. Then we came home and we watched a double feature, which is never done in our house. Andy, my husband, believes movies are only for nighttime. So watching a movie when there's still daylight out is like defying a law of nature. But it was my day, my party. So we watched Three Men and a Baby, which the boys did not enjoy as much as I had hoped. And the fact that men taking care of a child was so absurd 30 years ago was also a bit unsettling. We got takeout, no cooking for me, yay, and watched another movie, Ocean's 13. And then we had the glorious cake. And it was great. Everyone sang, "Happy 100th episode, Mom, you did it." So before this episode gets too long, because it's already way too long, I'll get to my PSA. Plan a party for yourself. Honor your work and effort, not the outcome. So what if you order your own ice cream cake, preferably from Brewster's? It feels good, and you get to work that recognition muscle for yourself. Just remember, these celebrations don't have to be based on outcomes. If you have a favorite episode of this podcast, it could very well be this one, consider sharing it with a friend, because we could all use a little extra joy. Thank you to my editor, Ben Kish, and thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.